Welcome to this three-part Bible study series titled Comparison of Christ and Melchizedek. In this study, we will see that Melchizedek lays the foundation for a higher priest coming forward, fulfilling priesthood and king duties beyond his own. This higher priest will result from Hebrew law and yet represent a new law, saving humankind from its sins while mediating between humanity and divinity and God. The author of Hebrews recognizes Melchizedek as having similar characteristics to Christ. There is a need for another priest according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be called according to the order of Aaron, rising from Judah and breaking the Levite lineage, becoming a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek and Christ shared the commonality of having no beginning or end in genealogy. Both were priests outside of Levitical law, and both were kings of righteousness and peace. God appointed Melchizedek, recognizing the need to change the law, allowing the divine King of Christ to enter as the high priest and reign forever. Learning from the purpose of Melchizedek and Jesus, the question is whether Christians can lose their salvation, and if so, whether they recover it based on the righteousness, repetition, and compassion displayed by these two high priests. Melchizedek shows himself to be in the image of Christ with his kingship and priesthood. However, it is through his order that Christ emerges as the king and high priest. For Christ to be the high priest, God changed the lineage so his son would receive the realm of sitting in his right seat. Melchizedek may have stemmed the priestly order, but David's kingship fell in line. Through preponderance of repetition, believers can rest in him, answering whether Christians can indeed lose their salvation. The answer is simply yes, but it can be regained by fully believing in Christ, as Melchizedek intended. I hope you will take the time to learn about Jesus' lineage, the correlation between the Old Testament and the New, and the high priest who sits at the right hand of God. This study proves God's purpose for his son, the pathway for his son to enter the earthly world, and the salvation his son will provide you and me. This study is exciting to learn about historical and divine purposes. So click the Bible Study tab at the top of the In the Field Audio Scriptures website to learn more about the lineage God placed on his people to ensure his son is king and that he can be the one that saves us from our sins.